In this bulletin, Labor pledges an extra $174 million to boost university student numbers. No change in interest rates, and Milman stuns Federer at the US Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has responded to the sexual assault of a child in the Northern Territory town of Tennant Creek, describing it as sickening. The child was allegedly assaulted by a 50-year-old man on Friday afternoon. The alleged perpetrator has faced court, charged with indecently assaulting a child under 16, and has been remanded in custody. Mr. Morrison says the incident is heartbreaking.
What's happened there in Tennant Creek makes your heart just cry. And it's important that the law enforcement authorities and the others who are dealing with that situation on the ground do just that.
Federal Labor has promised to spend $174 million to give more Australians the chance to go to university. The package would go towards mentoring and support services aimed at boosting study opportunities in communities where graduation rates are low. Labor's education spokeswoman Tanya Plibersek says universities need to attract more students from disadvantaged backgrounds.
We're trying to get underrepresented groups of people an opportunity to go to university, and we know that some of the most underrepresented areas are outer suburban areas, fast-growing communities in the outer suburbs of our capital cities and regional communities as well. We really do need to target those underrepresented communities.
The Reserve Bank has kept the cash rate unchanged at 1.5%. It's the 25th month in a row that the RBA has opted for no change. The Queensland Farmers Federation says Australians should pay 10 cents extra for each litre of milk to help drought-stricken dairy farmers. QFF Chief Brian Tesman is backing the push by the Queensland Dairy Organisation to impose the levy through the major supermarkets. He's told Radio 3AW that if people want to keep local milk and local farmers in each of their regions around the country, then the price must be increased.
We need to move the price up. Farmers deserve an increase, just like everybody does in the country. Everybody's costs go up, but farmers are really copping it at the moment.
In tennis, Australia's John Millman has beaten Roger Federer at the US Open. The 29-year-old won the match in four sets, 3-6, 7-5, 7-6, 7-6. It makes him the first Australian to defeat Federer in a Grand Slam match since Pat Rafter in 1999. Millman says he can't believe it.
Yeah, I'm probably in a little bit of disbelief, but, you know, I have so much respect for Roger and everything he's done for the game, and, you know, he's been a hero of mine, and today he was definitely not at his best, but, you know, I'll take it.
In soccer, the FFA has confirmed November's friendly against Lebanon will be a farewell game for Tim Cahill. The 38-year-old called time on his international career following Australia's disappointing World Cup campaign in Russia. But it won't be his last professional match after announcing his intention to play in the Indian Super League. Cahill says it's been an honour to represent his country.
For the last 4 years, the journey that I've been on to get to another World Cup, the journey that we've been on together as a group of 60 players to win an Asian Cup, to get to another World Cup, has been about the bigger picture, has been about representing our country as best we can. And, you know, it was an honour to sit on the bench in my fourth ever World Cup.
And now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, showers easing, 16 degrees. Adelaide, cloudy at 19. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 19. Hobart, partly cloudy, 18. Canberra, also cloudy, 16 degrees. Wollongong, a few showers and 17. Sydney, a shower or two, 19. Newcastle, more showers and 19 degrees. Brisbane, much the same, 21. Cairns, mostly sunny, 29. And Darwin, a sunny day and a top of 35 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.